From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
All of you know that economic and job growth will come when consumers buy more goods and services from business such as your own. And the best and fairest way to make sure Americans can do that is to grant them immediate tax relief so they have more of their own money to spend or save.
I find very little insistence on further tax cuts, and much more of people saying, look, if it takes some increase, some reversal of past tax cuts to provide a decent level of health care or the environmental services, do it.
We are concerned that Syria has been participating in the development of weapons of mass destruction, and we believe in light of this new environment, they should review their actions and their behavior, not only with respect to who gets haven in Syria and weapons of mass destruction, but especially the support of terrorist activity.
We're a little bit confused in what is happening in Washington, you know, and the fact of the matter is that Syria is doing many of the things for its own interest that the American government's saying Syria should do.
I would anticipate that the major combat engagements are over because the major Iraqi units on the ground ceased to show coherence. Tikrit was the last area where we anticipated seeing major combat formations, if in fact they were there. So I think we will move into a phase where it is smaller, albeit sharp fights.
We need Islamic law, just Islamic law, no other. We refuse any governor, just Islam. The governor which exported from the United States, it's refused. There's no have any popular base here. Islam, just Islam, have a wide base here.
I can assure you that on behalf of the United States, and I think I speak for the coalition, that we have no interest, absolutely no interest in ruling Iraq.